Unrest Threatens Honduras. A ministry celebrates Bucharest's 550th birthday with an unusual gift, and $20 can provide a harvest of care and school supplies. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Honduras issued an ultimatum over Brazil's shelter of ousted President Manuel Zelaya. Zelaya's been inside the Brazilian embassy since sneaking back into the country last week. The threat of unrest hangs in the air. Buckner International's Randy Daniels says,
the mission groups that we've had scheduled into Honduras certainly have been postponed until all this is resolved, and we feel that they'll be safe and things are somewhat predictable. The on-the-ground ministry, our transitional homes where the kids leave the public system and live with us, that's a 24/7 operation.
The kids are aware of the uncertainty going on around them. Daniel says their staff is using it as a teaching moment.
They certainly feel the unrest, the crisis, and that's an opportunity for us to talk about Christ, to talk about who he is, to further disciple the kids that during these times, not only a national crisis in Honduras, but also during their times of personal crisis, how by faith Christ, he walks us through it.
Next, while hope of a future HIV/AIDS vaccine spreads, the Evangelical Alliance mission, or team, realizes such a reality is years away. So they recently formed an alliance between North American and African churches to do what they can right now. Nancy Sturrock with team says,
we're still in the beginning stages, but the idea is that there's just this huge opportunity for us in Zimbabwe through the challenge of HIV/AIDS to really have a transformational effect on hopefully the whole country.
Sturrock says their efforts will be focused on three people groups in Zimbabwe: the infected, affected, and the yet to be affected. She also adds,
more than a medical project, we're really hoping to come alongside of the Zimbabwe church and help them to be able to be the voice in the hands of Jesus as we build the body of Christ there.
Visit our website if you or your church would like to get involved. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bucharest, the capital city of Romania, turns 550 years old this month. To celebrate the city's history, 10 local churches, World Vision Romania, and Biblica Europe decided to gift the city with 10,000 copies of the Bucharest City New Testament. Graham Sop of Biblica, formerly the International Bible Society Send the Light, says,
these are going out through local churches, and members of local churches are giving these New Testaments as gifts.
Sop says the local relevance paves the way, although the church faces new challenges.
And a lot of people now that the communist dictatorship have gone away are still looking for meaning in life, and there is a great deal of openness and receptiveness to the message of Jesus Christ.
Is 10,000 enough?
I think they'll all be gone within 2 or 3 weeks, and I've already had people asking me to do more. So I think this project is taking off, and I can see all the New Testaments will be in the hands of recipients by the middle of October.
Meanwhile, $20 doesn't amount to much here in the U.S., but internationally it can provide sustenance and care. Partners International's Harvest of Hope program gives practical gifts that change lives. $20 can provide food for a child in Senegal or relief for a displaced family in Sri Lanka. 4 people in China or India could receive God's Word. By meeting these needs, Partners helps believers to love one another globally. You can give the gift of hope at our website. And missionaries with Africa Inland Mission need your prayers as they serve in Tanzania. AIM missionaries now work with the Datuga people, and sometimes they serve in remote and difficult locations. The Datuga tribe is reclusive, resisting education and development. Elders control the Datuga people through social pressure. Pray for new believers facing demands to return to traditional practices. Ask God to protect AIM missionaries as they serve in Tanzania. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up for free news updates, podcasts, and more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. Go there to not only find Mission Network News, but other domestic and international news stories from a Christian worldview. That's OneNewsNow.com. I'm Greg Yoder.